Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American, they wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Another session of Stanley right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us. Again, on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting. You got to be involved. You got to be engaged. It's the only way that this works. You know what I'm saying? I mean, seriously. And Sony Smith's going to join us after the break. I always have so much fun. I hope you guys do, too. I have so much fun when she's on. No, seriously, and you guys, some of the input, I'll put it that way, that I get when she is on is great. And I'm only saying that because she's listening and I want her to get a big head, but no, seriously. How many other shows you know that are out there that are willing to discuss pretty much any issue there is? I don't really care. I don't think we fix anything until we get down to, the point where we're willing to discuss pretty much anything. Not yell at each other, not point out each other's faults, not get down to the point where, you know, you really have to be willing to put it on the table. Now, we had Zoe on last night. I love how some of you get you get really upset over some of the questions that we're asking each other. Not like I'm stuck on any one particular thing. Nor he. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. We've got a chat room going on up there. Smarter people than I are in the chat room. So if you get bored with what I'm saying, you can always just hit the chat room up, and they got a lot going on there, too. Why do the loving, tolerant left, they call conservative black people names? Why? I mean, isn't that funny? If in the last couple of weeks, if Republicans or white folks, white conservatives, because they're not all Republicans, I mean, can you imagine if they used some of the terms that the Democrats have used over the last few weeks? What they would be calling us, what they would be nailing us with? They'd be calling for us to be tarred and feathered. Routers headline suggested GOP opposes teaching black history in schools while burying the link to the 1619 Project. And I will tell you, it's a true statement from a standpoint of, yeah, I'm a GOPer. And I'll tell you what, I don't want the 1619 history taught because it's fake. Like fake news, it's fake history. It's not real. It's actually been debunked by most historians, black and white alike. Now, what's the funny thing about it is when you bring this up to a black person, or you bring it up to a supposed well-educated black person, they'll tell you, if they're for 1619, they'll tell you that basically the black people that are against teaching this are either Uncle Toms, or they're bowing to the white supremacist, because you could never be doing it just because you believe it to be true. No, that's impossible. Impossible. But and until we start pushing back, until we start fighting back, this is the way it's going to be, people. This is the way it's going to stay. This is the way it's going to be. Are you really there? Is this really what you want? So Reuters published a misleading headline Friday suggesting the GOP lawmakers oppose the teaching of black history in American schools. But, nothing new here, right? Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, though, from Kentucky and fellow Republicans have demanded President Biden's Department of Education block a planned history education proposal that includes the 1619 Project. And McConnell and more than 30 of his GOP colleagues, they penned a letter to the Secretary of Education blasting the new proposal. They should. They should do everything they can to stop that from happening. Hey, we've already dumbed down the kids enough. We have spent decades teaching them fake information, filling them with fake information. It's got to stop. That's why you see what you see happening in the streets now, because these kids, these youngins, right, they have not been yet properly taught, properly educated. Oh, come on. Of course, that's exactly how it goes. Perfect. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Now, Americans don't need or want their tax dollars diverted from promoting the principles that unite our nation toward promoting radical ideologies. And they're meant to divide us. That's according to Mitch McConnell. However, the headlines published in, by Reuters read that Republicans asked Biden to withdraw a divisive proposal to teach more black history, skewing the complaint. See, it isn't nothing. This is what they can't... Look, even my book says... Yes, I have a book. Even the book says, why do they have to lie to win? That's the part. Why do they have to lie to win? Why is it always a game? Why is it always an issue? Why can't they just simply tell the truth? Is it really that hard for them?
Yes, probably.
855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563 if you want to be part of the conversation. Dozens of Senate Republicans called on Biden's administration on Friday. It is a divisive education proposal. Right? It would place greater emphasis on slavery and there are many, many, many black Americans who feel the same way. Black history is American history. American history includes black history and Irish history and Jewish history. And we go on and on and on with this. And I don't remember, except we'll talk about this here inside the break. Joe Mastin, your host, you'll listen to Real Side. Be back in a minute.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
I can see you right now in the kitchen, bending over a hot stove. But I can't see the stove.
We are back. You're listening to Real Time GC Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-0855-722-5562. Just get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. Because if you're not part of the solution, you're obviously part of the problem. But somebody who isn't part of the problem, she is definitely part of the solution. Sonya Smith joins me as she does every week. Always appreciate her time. And don't you love her backdrop? I love the backdrop. Really, I'm jealous, kind of. I know we're not supposed to be jealous, but I'm jealous.
I have special effects going, too. You see how it's moving? It's actually flying. It looks like I have wings. Well, now it really looks like I'm in movement because my overhead fan is on.
Well, you know, it's funny. It's moving, and well, that's because we didn't tell anybody, but she's outside at the park because we're in California, and, you know, you can't be inside and all that crazy stuff anyway. We're talking, you know, the National Day of Prayers this week, and you know that usually I head up the prayer breakfast in our area.
Yes.
And so I called some of the local places a while back to say, hey, so what do you think? Are we going to do? Should we do? Could we do? Right?
Uh-huh.
So here's a venue that holds 400 people, and they said, well, we don't know what it's going to be like. So what we're doing right now is we're going to serve breakfast outside. We have a patio area that you can go out to, and we'll still have to, you know, maintain the footage and all that. And then you come inside for the event. Right? Can you imagine? You've been to one, right? Can you imagine? Then you come inside for the event. Oh, and by the way, we come inside, we still have to maintain the 25% capacity. So if you charge everybody $50 a head, you couldn't pay for the venue.
No. And I'm convinced that they don't want you to. I mean, we are in California.
That's true.
Let me tell you something. I've been to a lot of Republican, conservative events, and we are eating inside, and we are sitting at the same table, and we are not tripping.
And if this is as real as they say it is, they should lift the restrictions for Republicans, because we'll just wipe ourselves out.
That's what
out,
I'm
right?
thinking.
Yeah.
That's what I'm thinking. Christians and Republicans have at it.
Let them go.
Yes. So, I don't know. This is all about, you know, and I've always said that, I've said this since I wrote my book about my kids' book about global warming. This has nothing to do with, that had nothing to do with the environment. Global warming doesn't. It's all about power and control. And what I see is such a gleeful government when it comes to telling us what to do, when to do, how to do it. You can see that they're like Mr. Burns in The Simpsons. They're just like, excellent. You know, the fact that they can have us do all this, we're at their beck and call. They're just like, they can't contain themselves. So good luck. So have we found anything? Because it's right around the corner.
No. Nope, can't do it. We're going to push it off and see what happens. I think the closer we get to his expulsion from office, you know what I'm saying? Newsom, you know, he's been recalled and more than enough signatures to make it happen. Mm-hmm. We'll see what we can do at the voting booth. But once he's there, once he's gone, new guy steps in, maybe we'll jump in then, or he may lift everything here shortly.
Because, yeah, but we don't trust him. So what if he lifts everything? Well, yes, he may lift everything and then he's got to go. But we don't trust that just because he lifts everything that all is well. That's just like the abusive boyfriend. Not that I know about that. But I'm just saying that somebody who lies to you and cheats on you and does you wrong and dirty says, okay, baby, I'm never going to do that again. Yeah, okay.
God.
And then boom, you know. So if we trust Gavin again, but no, he's gone. He's gone. And I hope the country is watching California. Because if we can do it, as stupid as we are, anybody can do it.
Well, the thing that scares me, again, is there are people actually talking about Newsom being the VP after Joey B has to go the way of the birds and, you know, Kamala steps in.
I can see the left thinking that, and I can see the left fraudulently making that happen,
yeah,
as they made this presidency happen. So
I mean, look at the guy they picked. I mean, he can't complete sentences. That thing Wednesday night, if you had insomnia, Wednesday night was a great night to catch a nap.
I tried. I really, sincerely, I'm like, okay, he's our president. Let's give this. It was, you know what? If I weren't a polite woman, you know, it's sad to laugh at old people. My parents told me, do not laugh at old people or people who are infirmed. And he just happens to fall into both of those categories, so I just had to turn him off.
Yeah. I don't blame you. I played it on the show a little bit here and there, but there were so many lies coming across. You know, it's funny how the left is they're screaming about how Trump lied, liar in chief, all this other stuff. And you listen to, I mean, Joey B sits there and, you know, basically says he's the guy that made the vaccines happen. These were the
right
people that were screaming that there was no way Trump could have vaccines ready by December, right? Remember that?
Yes, but this is from the side of the country that has no self-awareness.
True.
So as sad as it is and how incredulous it is to us, and we're like, what? This doesn't make any sense. It's like when you catch your 5-year-old with his or her hand in the cookie jar and you go, are you stealing cookies? And they go, no. And they honestly believe they're not.
Okay, you know what? They are that demented. I mean, look at, here's
they
a group
that
of people
demented
that scream and yell at us about how racist we are, how bad we are. And, you know, you can't even, if I use the word colored person, I'm sure they would come unglued, right? And what happened when Tim Scott gave his speech? What's this Uncle Tim thing?
Calls him Uncle Tim.
They coined a new word, or what's the deal?
Well, first of all, it shows them how stupid. It shows you how stupid they are because they don't even know the real story of Uncle Tom and what the significance is in that character.
That's because they have the 1619 history. That's why.
Oh, they got so much going on, and that should show us another thing is how they have all of these things going on. They're like the octopus. They have got so many tentacles, so many arms into everything, and they've done this for years. And gotta admit, some of this stuff is starting to, I wouldn't say work, but I wouldn't say it's not.
Would you see that? There was a reporter down in Georgia, and he was talking to people about how Joey B was doing. And it was really funny because many of them said, oh, you're doing a good job, doing a good job. And so the reporters were saying, why? Because he's giving us stimulus checks.
Mm.
Right? This is like the, forgive me, but this is like the Obama phone. Why? Because he gave me a phone. Right? I mean, seriously, this is crazy. So we could buy people. He's buying votes at $1,400 a clip. Not telling you, wait till you get that tax bill at the end of the year. You know what I'm saying?
But we've been falling for this for a long time, and that's one of the fears that we conservatives, constitutionalists, have had, because we understand that once you start giving stuff for free, it's really hard to take that back from them. So you have to work really hard at not doing that, and to show people how to fish rather than giving them fish. And President Trump was a great example. He was a great promoter of that. Unfortunately, he's gone, and they can get back to their play groups. So we're going to have a lot of faulty,
we're going to have a lot of
people.
Fun. We'll be back in a few minutes. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. We'll be right back.
You are cheap. No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
Well, maybe I am.
If you're buying a diamond ring for your wife, it's not cool to be cheap. If you're buying airline tickets, it's very cool to be cheap and called Trip Amigo, where you can fly anywhere in the world and save up to 75% on over 500 airlines and 300,000 hotels. Plus, rental cars and vacation packages. Visit family, friends, or go on a once-in-a-lifetime vacation. Go ahead. Be cheap. We have special fares we're not allowed to publish. When you book your airline reservations with Trip Amigo, you'll spend your travel money when you get there, not by getting there. Call Trip Amigo now and mention the travel code Amigo and save even more. Call Trip Amigo now.
800-898-1427. 800-898-1427. 800-898-1427. That's 800-898-1427.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
A landmark in vaccinations. White House COVID-19 response team coordinator Jeff Zients.
Today, 100 million Americans are fully vaccinated, nearly double the 55 million who were fully vaccinated at the end of March.
He said 220 million shots have been given out since President Biden took office. He also said by the end of May, they'll have enough vaccines for every person in America. Dr. Anthony Fauci said about 8% of Americans who received one dose of either the Pfizer or Moderna vaccine haven't returned for their second dose. The TSA has now extended its mask requirement for 4 months longer. Passengers on trains, planes, and buses will have to continue to wear masks through September 13th. People with certain disabilities and children under 2 years of age are still exempt from the rule. This is USA Radio News.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
You have the manners of a goat, and you smell like a dung heap.
How lucky can one guy
be? We are back. Double Senior Host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Always appreciate the time that you spend with us. I always appreciate the time that she spends with us. Sonya Smith joins me. She joins us, as she does every week. Helps us kick off the party weekend. Right, Sonya?
That's funny that you say that, because I was just thinking during the break that I hope that they forgive us for talking to each other. We're actually friends who like each other, and I feel like I'm talking I'm talking to you, and I'm not a political pundit. I have an opinion, most definitely. I'm a black woman, of course. One of those. But
I thought you were Italian with the opinions you had. I didn't know, but go ahead.
Kind of thought that I was mixed, yeah, with Italian. There's a little of that going on. But, I mean, I hope your audience can appreciate the fact that we are catching up, we are talking about stuff just like people do. And I think that that's one of the appeals that I know that I had towards Trump, President Trump, is that he just talked like a real person, and he didn't have sound bites, he didn't have this 30-second thing prepared, and Joe never tells me what we're going to talk about. He really likes throwing me out there to you wolves. Please.
If you sat down at a table, I've always wanted to do a show just to sit around like a coffee table have a scene like you were sitting at a restaurant and have two or three of your best buddies sit around you having lunch. You're talking about the issues of the day. Those aren't planned out. Nobody shows up with their newspaper, their notepad, and whatever. You just got to sit down and you say, hey, did you hear what the Babbling Joe was talking about the other night? This is the kind of conversations we have.
Love that. Those kitchen conversations that the left lies and pretends that they actually have. You don't.
The problem is it's outside the kitchen of a very expensive hotel where they're being served.
Exactly. French laundry. French laundry conversation. They are the elites, and they've been able to pass themselves off as being the little man, the middle man, the working man. No, they're not. And the fact that people buy this, you guys keep buying this. But I still say, and I've said this a million times on your show, that election was not lost to Joe Biden.
No.
There was fraud involved. There was shenanigans involved. There was many things involved. And you know what? I don't know that Mike Lindell is going to be the guy who saves us all, but I sure think it would be interesting if it was. I tend to fall in the air on the side of conspiracy theories and quirkiness. I do. I do.
But listen, if you look at what's happening right now. We're in Arizona, where they're fighting tooth and nail. The Democrats are to stop the counting of the ballots, right? The audit.
Right.
It's not even a county. It's an audit. We're going to match signatures. Yes. We're going to make sure. Why would you fight that?
It ain't that right. Well, if somebody were saying, if somebody said something disparaging about me or my business practices, I would say, let's expose this. Let's expose you for accusing me of something like that. Let's get to the bottom of this. But wait, this isn't the first time we've seen the Democrats fight tooth and nail to censor. That is their thing. That's their modus operandi. That's what they don't want. Yep. Us to talk, they don't want us to show anything, and they wanted to call us conspiracy theorists, out of our minds. I don't know if you got to see that interview with Mike Lindell and Jimmy Kimmel, and I think Jimmy Kimmel was being as nice as he could for Jimmy Kimmel and a person on the left, but basically he was basically saying, are you just a little crazy?
Yeah.
And that's, you
was
know,
Mike Lindell picking up on that, or was Mike just being...
Oh, Mike Lindell was wonderful. Mike Lindell showed that he had a sense of humor. He answered the questions correctly. He said, this has nothing to do with my past crack use, because Kimmel was saying, you left town. You know, does this show that you're paranoid, and does this come from your drug abuse or your drug use? And he goes, no, it's actually because I've gotten threat letters from my, you know, against my family and my employees, and I want to keep them safe. And if you watch that and you can't hear that, then you got a problem.
Yeah. Yeah, isn't it funny?
He was wonderful. He was affable. He was really, he's a likable guy. He really is. And the fact that the left can't see that, but they have to label him something else. Oh, he's crazy. Oh, he's goofy. Or he's this. Yep. Or he's just the pillow guy. He creates a pillow.
Well, look at, listen, Tyler Perry
on the
said,
lefting,
Tyler Perry says he refuses to hate. And what did they do to him online? Right?
Exactly.
His own people tore him up. The Hollywood people. I mean, what is wrong with these people?
And it's the Hollywood. I'm telling you, when I worked in Hollywood, and you mentioned Tyler Perry, so I'm going to give you a little Hollywood insight on that story. He was Tyler Perry's business model is pretty incredible, and I encourage all the black people who in Hollywood who hate on his characters or his movies to check out his business model, because there's something to be learned there. But he was coming out with a television show, and it had to do with the whole Madea characters and these sort of urban characters, and they were signing petitions to get it removed. And the show hadn't even been released yet. And I asked any of them if they'd seen a copy of it, if they'd seen the pilot, if they got, you know, a special, because we do. We get things ahead of time. None of them had. And I suggested, why don't we just let the show air and let the market dictate if this show has legs or not? Because my mother, to be honest, and my mother and I would never, we don't watch the same shows, to be sure. But if there's gazillions of my mothers out there who want to watch this show and will therefore look at the products that are going to be advertising during this show, that's all that matters. Let them determine. Let America determine. Let people determine.
I'm with
but
you.
The left can't have that. They have to have it removed, censored, shut down, demeaned, as in the, we go back to what you were saying earlier, the Tim Scott thing, the Uncle Tim.
Yeah.
They have to demean. They have to prevent anybody else from thinking that they're going to go down this road again.
What about Last Man Standing, right? I mean, they couldn't handle that because he was taking swipes at Obama. And then he was the Trump lover. And the show was extremely successful, and it gets abruptly canceled, but it has nothing to do with politics, right? I mean, they think we're that ignorant. They think we're that stupid. And I don't care. We stopped supporting them, and it's kind of tough at times. But that's where our people have to start doing that, too. Look, I was actually thinking about, I'm a Madea fan. I think it's great. I think his movies have a message in them. I don't care, you know, whether you like the message or not, there is a message in there. And, you know, Madea, listen, people, I know it's not a woman, so get over yourselves. But you know, probably has a very stereotypical experience of an older black woman and what she's been through, and you know, I could match that up in the Italian community. There are plenty of Italian stories.
All the same, summer,
right?
It's all the same woman. Trust me.
Yeah. Right. And well, is it the goodness of the message? Is it the fact that you can overcome even if you're a black person? What bothers them?
Yes, the first one. What did you say? It's the goodness of the message. I didn't think of it until you said that. They try to couch that into a racial, stereotypical, but no. The left is so allergic. it's like throwing holy water on demons.
Oh well, yeah, I haven't.
So here's the thing about Madea movies, and on a rainy day when I'm just like, I don't want to think too much. There are wonderful messages about Christianity, about strength, about real feminism. I'm not talking about the left's version of feminism. I'm talking about the Madea version that will snatch a kid who ain't acting right and get them together.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
They can't stand that good message, because that good message, and you go back to, I don't know if we mentioned it yet, the 1619 Project, where the left is always trying to commandeer children so that they can mess them up in the head.
And well, they get control. Right? It's all about control.
But it's not good control.
No.
We could control them too, but right. in a good way, which we don't do. But they will do it in a negative way, which will mess them up forever, and they will be dependent on the government or drugs or sexual promiscuity or any of those things. It's the message of good that you just talked about. That's what it is.
It
they
scares
don't like
them.
That.
It's scary, because if you can rely, you know, Tyler Perry's message about relying on God, you know, I mean, I love when he comes up with his Bible stories, you know, there when he's trying to explain something when he's playing Madea. It's always funny, but it sheds a light on that kind of stuff. You know what I mean?
It's clear. And that's why they hate him, but they're in a stuck place because they can't hate him because he's a black male and he's liberal. And they're twisted in knots when it comes to Tyler
Perry. And it's funny, conservatives, a lot of conservatives I know, like that black male liberal. But anyway, Joe Messina, your host, go for commercial. We'll be right back. Pause.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the Legal Helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You tiny-brained whoppers of other people's bottoms!
We are back! Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us. Some of you guys are talking about Mike Lindell, because we started talking about him earlier. Mike Lindell slippers. And I have a pair of Mike Lindell. Well, actually, I guess they're Mike Pillow slippers. But I was always looking for a pair of slippers. You know, Mike's a good guy, and he's trying to help out some of us. So I went on there, go like, Mike, I already have two pillows. I already have some of this. I already have that. And so when I went on there, I saw the slippers. And I said, well, all right, I'll take a pair of those slippers and see how they work out. Man, I love them. They're great. They're comfortable. They're warm. And so he's got all kinds. He's got kids' pillows up there, kids' blankets, all kinds of stuff up there you should check out. When you check out, if you use promo code Joe, you'll get a bit of a discount, and I get brownie points, and I'm good with brownies. I love brownies, by the way. Anyhow, Joe, senior host. Sonia Smith joins me. She does every week. Always appreciate her time with me as well. And Sonia, thanks for being here. Yeah, I ain't getting you no slippers, though. Okay.
You know what? I don't even want to. That visual of you walking around the house in slippers is just.
Well, no,
like,
wait a minute. I do have other clothes on, though. It's not just slippers.
So. Ow! Oh! But you know what? I did notice this black T-shirt you have on tonight. It looks like you've been hitting the gym. Is that?
Well, thank you. But I haven't. I buy tighter shirts. It makes it look like I'm, you know, muscular.
And then just raise the camera up.
There you go. See, that gets it up over the hump.
I hear you. I do the same thing.
When we talk about hump day around here, it's actually the day that the camera drops a little bit. You can see the hump. But We're trying to work a deal with a company on a whole line of these shirts. That actually, I've got one to say, you know, be the warrior that God called you to be.
Oh, I like it.
You know, and I know people love to wear these shirts that have cool sayings on them, what have you. It's like, why don't you wear the cool shirt, but have a message behind the shirt, right? You know, back to blue. Here are these people that no matter what color you are, where you come from, what size you are, these guys get up every morning. They go out in the street to protect That's people right. that they don't even know and in some cases can't That's stand right. them to begin with. So a little respect for them wouldn't hurt.
Can I tell you a heartbreaking story as I usually do?
If you make me cry, I'll never bring you on the show again.
No. This will make you, as a parent, you'll just make you hate your kids more, which is always welcome.
That's always good.
But last week I talked to my grandson about backing the blue, basically. A long story short, the bottom line was backing the blue. And then I got a text from my daughter.
Ooh.
Who said, do you mind if, and this is how texts are often misread, but do you mind if I talk to him about things that, you know, are important to me and I want to talk to him in the way that I want to talk to him about it. And I was just like miserable for 2 days. I was like, I can't answer this in the way that I would want to. Luckily, I bumped into a comedian. Eric Galoob, who I don't know if you've had him on your show.
I know you've had him.
And so I was with him when this happened. And he's like a little mini, he's funny and he's totally irreverent, but he was like a mini rabbi to me at that moment. And he says, no, go back in love. Go back and answer this text in love. And I did, and it worked out perfectly. But
he's definitely not Italian, but go ahead.
No, not or black. He's not a black woman. Because I had a whole, trust me, my text was like scrolling, and I just like had to erase the whole thing to just respond in a way. I don't know what's going to get us to be able to talk about things, to get our country back, and to make things like backing the blue is normal. And the thing I said to my other daughter a few weeks ago was that all lives matter, and she put me, you know, and she was angry with me. Where have we come as a country?
So the next shirt that I have, and I'll send you one if you want it. It says on the back of it, it says, all lives matter because Jesus died for all life.
Thank you. Thank you.
You know, I am tired. These pastors, these wussified, feminized pastors that get down on their knees and beg for forgiveness, where is that biblically? Where do you find that? You know? I mean, seriously.
Social justice, feminist pastors. It's so twisted.
It is. But because they want to make sure you keep, because if you don't keep coming to church, I can't keep preaching the gospel to you. You know, that is a really sad and poor.
They don't want you to feel challenged.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, no. You just keep, Jesus didn't tell you to preach the gospel, but make sure you do it in such a fashion where you don't really offend anybody. You make sure people keep coming and cutting the checks to you every week, right?
Yeah, right.
I mean, I missed that scripture. Do you see that one in there?
I totally didn't get it, and I had to stop going to a church that I loved because he wasn't standing up for what I felt the Bible said. So I found a pastor who did, and I so feel like I'm supposed to be there, and it's just been great.
You know, all right. You can laugh at me and you can make fun of me, and I don't mean this in a mean way at all. Right? But I mean, another slight to the black community. When I was a kid growing up, all the black kids smoked, what, Cools, remember? Menthol cigarettes, right? The menthol was the big deal.
I went to a white high school, as I'm sure your viewers...
You smoked Marlboros or Winston's if you went to a white high school.
In my neighborhood. Okay.
Well, we used to go to the corner store. Our neighborhood was so poor, they actually sold the cigarettes individually.
No, those are called... Wait a second. Let me just tell you something right now. I don't smoke as a rule anymore. Every once in a while, I would just like... And we called them Lucy's because they were loose from the pack. And they would have them sitting on the counter, and you could buy one or two or however many. They were called Lucy's. And so I'm like wandering around this white community that I live in now looking for Lucy's.
Oh, good luck with that? What are you, out of your mind?
No, haven't found it yet.
Yeah, well, either. I remember they used to have them taped to the cash register, right? You got a menthol or a regular, right? And my God. Yes, I'm showing how old I am.
That's my entrepreneurial thing right there.
Yeah.
I'm going to sell Lucy's.
All right. You're on.
I'm going to sell Lucy's. That's it right there.
So now what's happening is the Biden administration now has said that they are going to ban menthol cigarettes.
I saw that.
Okay. And I was thinking, dude, I don't know why, but there are certain communities that are very much into the menthol. I mean, Cool. Remember, Cool was the big deal, like, because you were cool for smoking Cools. So,
well, that's a great name.
Well, yeah, and Marlboro had a menthol brand. It did okay. It didn't do that well. But don't forget Virginia Slims menthol. I mean, because the women, they smoke Virginia Slims. Don't you know that?
I don't know why menthols took... What they're saying is menthols took off in the black community.
Yeah. Yeah, it's one of the most favored, it's the most, I won't say flavored, because I don't think they called them flavored back then, but it was one of the most, in the 70s and 80s, it was one of those smoke brands.
So I will say, if the left is now manipulating that, there's a reason. There's a reason.
Yep.
So, if they're calling it racist, who's calling it racist? The left, the people who are removing it from the black community that they put in the...
No, I'm calling it racist because I'm saying, how do you talk out of one side of your mouth and say something is a certain way, and then on the other side, you go do exactly the same thing that you said was a certain way?
Because you, Joe, are trying to make sense of the left. Can't do that. They keep us in a constant state of confusion, of not being able to wrap our heads around what they're doing and why they're doing it.
My God.
Don't even worry about it. Let them do what they do, because eventually they will mess themselves up.
You called
them
unselfish. I'm giggling crazy because I could have a real field day with all this stuff. But you called them unself-aware, right? They're the most unself-aware people. And you're talking, and I'm looking at the article here, and it says the FDA says this will significantly help reduce youth initiation, increase the chances of smoking cessation among current smokers, and address health disparities in the colored and low-income populations. And I'm thinking, here we go again. We're saying you're too stupid to figure out that you shouldn't be smoking. That's what we're saying. But they're saying. I love this stuff. I think it's hilarious.
It's so crazy. And then we can move them on to, as Kamala Harris said, we should smoke more pot. That's what our children should be doing at an earlier age.
And there's no filters on pot, so that's not cool. I mean, you know...
And the pot that's being sold now is not the pot.
No.
You know, I know that you're too pristine to have done that when you were younger, but I will just say on my behalf.
I bull-puckied you, too? Wow, that's cool.
What's available now?
Oh, yeah. It's not your grandfather's dope. You know?
It's dope.
Yeah, but it's not your grandfather's dope. It's a gazillion... Mm-hmm. Times are more powerful. They're finding physical changes in young people's brains.
Yes!
You know?
Ain't no seeds in it. There's just like...
Yeah, what's that all about? So how do I know it's real? I bet you it's chemicalized. Exactly. You know? They're trying to kill me.
Yeah, I mean, it's... that doesn't stop me from wanting to invest in it in the stock market. I'm just...
Oh. The way it's going. I mean, crazy. Hey, we're out of time. See, you talk too much, man. So... Go ahead, tell people where they can find you.
That's because I'm black, right?
Yes. I give you minutes a night. I give my white friends 32 minutes a night. So, yes.
SoniaSchmidt.org. Please hit me up there so I can tell you what's new on the horizon.
There you go. You got to go there. You got to check her out. And always appreciate your time. Have a great weekend. Joe Messina, your host. It's all me next hour. And I got a lot to unload on, so don't miss any of it. We'll be back in a few minutes.